You no longer are experiencing the good days anymore. Evil dominates.
Dr. Tony Evans talks about what happens when we refuse to let God satisfy our need for salvation.
Spiritual death is loss of fellowship with God.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. The Bible teaches that humanity is terminally ill, poisoned by sin. Today, Dr. Evans explains why, even though the antidote is free, many people resist taking it. Let's join him as he explains.
A formal definition of sin is given to us in 1 John. He says in verse 4, everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. So then, what is sin? Here it is. Sin is anything in the creature that is contrary to the Creator. You know you're getting deeper in sin the deeper you get in independence. The less you need God, the more sinful you have become. Sin is when we fail to reflect God's character and when we fail to obey God's rules. What is the cause of sin? Where does sin find its root? Well, that takes us all the way back to the rebellion of Satan. Satan's rebellion is described for us in Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14. In Ezekiel 28, over and over again, he's told he was created, created, created. In Isaiah 14, beginning with verse 12, Lucifer begins to assert his independence five times by using the words, I will, I will, I will, I will, I will, what we call negative volition. He set forth his will. The only problem was his will was independent of God's will. When you put these two together, you understand that at the heart of sin is pride. Genesis 3 shows us the entrance of sin into the human race. Look at that very briefly with me as we continue with the cause of sin rooted in the pride of independence. Verse 16 of chapter 2 says, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, from any tree of the garden you may freely eat, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you may not eat, for in the day you eat from it, you shall surely die. Now here's the question that everybody wants to know. Why would God put the tree there in the first place? Why would he tempt them that way? Right? He will put negatives in our lives and in our circumstances for one simple reason, to remind us we are creatures and we can't do whatever we want whenever we want it because we are created. At the heart of sin, no matter how it's expressed, is erasing the line that says, he's the creator, I am the creature. When sin was imputed to the human race because of Adam's and Eve's submission to Satan, it was, catch this, inherited by their offspring. It was imputed, that is, charged to the account of the human race. And the way that that imputation on the account of the human race is transferred by means of inheritance. We inherit a sin nature. We call this original sin. That is the character of sin that was transferred from Adam to his offspring and every offspring since then. My granddaughter just got some flowers for her mother. I don't know whether she picked them or pulled them or whatever, but she got some flowers and put them in a vase for her mother. And she said, these are for my mother. A nice gesture. A day and a half later, they're drooping. leaves about to fall off, they're dying. Well, let me tell you a secret. The moment she pulled them, they were dying. It just hadn't shown up yet. See, they were dead when she disconnected them from the life source. When they were pulled up from that ground where they are fed and sourced and watered and all of that, when the life source was disconnected, death set in immediately. The only thing putting them in a vase with a little bit of water did was prolong the expression. Ladies, when that man bring you roses, don't get that excited. Because you know what he's bringing you? Death. Red death, pink death, death. Nothing but death. Next time he bring you roses, say, oh, that's what you think about me. This relationship is death. You know why? Because as pretty as they look, give it time. Because it has been disconnected from the source of life, the petals will demonstrate that what you have sitting in your den is death. And given enough time, it will reveal itself to be just that. In fact, my wife, she gets real upset when these roses don't open, okay? She wants these to, and she don't like open like this. She wants, you know, just laying out there. She calls them back, and here's what she'll say. Because they didn't open up, she'll say, these roses are dead. I want some new ones. Guess what? The new ones are dead too. Because they have been disconnected from the life source. Because the human race has been disconnected from the life source, you're pretty and dead. And the proof that you are dead is that you will die. Did you hear that? The proof that you're dead, 1 Corinthians 15:22, in Adam all die. That's the proof. Or to put it in another way, your birth certificate was also your death certificate. Because when you came out of your mother's womb, you were headed toward the grave. Because we inherited sin from our forefather. We are depraved. You say, well, I don't feel dead. Well, fish don't feel wet. When you live in water, you don't feel how real a situation you're in. See, most people think, you know, they are in the world of the living on the way to the world of the dying. No, you're in the world of the dying on your way to the world of the living. You're in the world of the dying. We're getting older. We buy more stuff to cover up wrinkles, more stuff to cover up gray hair, having operations to pull back skin. Because when we were born, things began to slide downhill. That's what sin did. It created a spiritual corpse. How does sin express itself? Well, a couple of ways. First of all, personally. Because of inherited sin, that is, what we get from our parents, no one needs to be educated in how to sin. We choose to sin ourselves. Or as Romans 5 just stated, we all sin in Adam because we all sin. One day a man was chopping wood. His name was Sam. He was a forester. Forester named Sam. And Sam was chopping wood, and every time the supervisor would come by, he'd hear Sam saying, oh, Adam. Oh, Adam. He went, what is this about? He went up to Sam and said, why every time you're chopping down trees, you keep going, oh, Adam. He said, because if it wasn't for Adam's sin, I would not have to work by the sweat of my brow. I would not have to break my neck like that. Oh, Adam. Well, the supervisor said, look, tell you what, You put that down, you come home with me. Took Sam home with him, had this palatial house. He said, the house is yours. You can have full use of the house. We got a jacuzzi, we got a swimming pool, we got a theme room, we got tennis courts, we got, you know, palatial bedrooms. We got all of this from my business, and it's all yours. Just do me one favor. There's a little box on the dining room table. Don't touch it. He said, fine, I can do that. Well, he went swimming, had time, good time in the pool, played tennis, enjoyed the house, horseback riding, all of this. But after a while, there was only one thing in that house he didn't know about. And after a while, you know, swimming just became swimming, and, you know, and tennis just became tennis. Driving him crazy, what's under that box? So one day when the man wasn't home, he said, let me just take a little peek underneath the box. Okay? So he just kind of looked up a little bit underneath this box that was on the table. And as soon as he lifted it up, out scooted a little teeny mouse. He ran after the mouse and tried to grab the mouse, but he couldn't catch the mouse. So the man found out that he had fooled with the thing on the table and sent it back out into the field. Came by him the next day, and he was chopping, talking about, oh, Sam. You see, it's not just that Adam sinned, it's that we would have sinned too. Because we do it anyway. If Adam was that bad, how come we sin? Because we have inherited Adam's sin nature, his capacity to live independently of God.
When Dr. Evans returns in a moment, he'll explain why sin isn't always just a matter of personal choice. You'll want to stay with us for that.
The Bible, from beginning to end, passage by passage, thoroughly explained in plain language by one of America's top theologians. That's what you get in the brand new Tony Evans Commentary. It's loaded with a lifetime of insights and illustrations that'll help you dig up every nugget of spiritual truth and put those new understandings to work. Whether you're a brand new believer or an experienced Bible teacher, you'll want to have this powerful new resource close by every time you study God's Word. The Tony Evans Commentary, available now at TonyEvans.org.
This brand new resource was just released yesterday, but it's one of the most important tools you can have if you're serious about getting the most out of God's Word. As you heard, it's available at TonyEvans.org or request it through our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. While you're there, don't miss your chance to take advantage of our current special offer, all 12 CDs in his current teaching series, Our Great Salvation. This two-volume collection will teach you about the incredible significance of some theological terms you may have heard but not understood. You'll come away with a new understanding of why God's grace is so amazing. Along with it, you'll get Tony's God's Got It devotional journal, full of inspirational articles, alongside space where you can keep track of prayer requests, favorite verses, meaningful experiences, and more. Both of these great resources are yours as our way of saying thanks for your contribution toward Tony's work on the radio, on TV, in books, and with churches, pastors, and their families around the world. Visit TonyEvans.org today to make those arrangements before time runs out. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or reach out to our Resource Center for some in-person help at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, now here's Tony once again with more of today's lesson.
So there's individual sins, and of course, the Bible is replete with we don't do this and don't do that and don't say this and all of these things that we do anyway because they demonstrate our propensity to sin. But sin is not only personal, sin is also collective. It can be grouped together. That's why you have systemic evils. Evils like slavery, where you have group sin, not just individual sin, or corporations that are unholy in their practices, or you find God condemning in the Bible whole people groups because of the sin of the group. Not that everybody in the group is doing that sin, but the sin represents the group. So God has to destroy the group because it characterizes the group. So you can have corporate sin in the Bible. So sin is not just individual, it is collective too. It can become part of a way of operating. Well, the consequence of sin was death. In Adam, all die. Spiritual death is loss of fellowship with God. The only reason you enjoy life sometimes, because sometimes you don't. Sometimes life is burdensome. But you know why you enjoy life sometimes? And maybe a lot of the time? Is because there is enough presence of God in history to make sure that every day is not just a bad day. The consistency of God, the sun rising, the sun setting, the way he's got nature functioning. In hell, there is no presence of God in the sense that there is no righteous provision of his goodness. You no longer are experiencing the good days anymore. You're no longer experiencing him balancing out the presence of evil. Evil dominates. Evil controls the environment. There are people in here who would say, I don't want to live in certain neighborhoods because those neighborhoods are controlled by evil. So you're locked up all the time, bars on your window. It is a miserable place to live because of the atmosphere that dominates it. Your kids can't go out and play. You are trapped and locked in to an evil environment. That's hell. The essence of hell, it is being trapped into the absence of the goodness of God in an evil environment. Because God was excluded in life, therefore, he excludes himself for eternity. So, that's spiritual death. Spiritual death is loss of fellowship. But then there's physical death. Adam died. And God told them, the day you eat thereof is the day you will die. Okay? Now, they died spiritually immediately. They lost fellowship with God. But then they began to die physically. They lost ability to continue relating to history. And of course, the proof that we're all sinners is in the fact that we all die. And then eternal death, which goes back to hell again, total separation from God. Not only that, but according to Romans 8, verses 20 through 26, all of creation was affected by sin. So sin didn't just affect people, it affected the created order, or what you and I would call nature. The reason why you have hurricanes and tornadoes, and the reason why you have all of these traumas is because sin has affected the creation. God's grace, of course, keeps it from having a total domination. But sin has affected creation. And the Bible says, and the creation groans, aches, erupts because of the effect of sin. Now, this is a very important principle. There is a direct relationship between man and nature. When God created Adam, he told him to tend the garden, right? He gave him a responsibility in nature. When Adam sinned, he said, nature won't grow right anymore. Thorns and thistles. Man's sin not only affects man, man's sin affects animals. Man's sin affects how nature functions or does not function. That leads to a final point. The cure for sin. The cure for sin. Back in Genesis, you don't have to turn there now, but you know the story. When Adam and Eve sinned, they hid themselves, right? They took some fig leaves, sewed them together, and what? Covered themselves. They were hiding themselves from God. God came looking for them. Adam, where are you? Guess what they were trying to do? They were trying to save themselves from the just wrath of God. And man has been trying to do that ever since. Man has been trying to fix his own sin problem. Guess what God did? He told them that the fig leaves were unacceptable. He slew an animal and provided them bloodshed covering. He did not accept their own attempt to save themselves. He only accepted his own provision for salvation. He rejected the fig leaves, but accepted the animal that he slew. And Jesus is the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Because Jesus is God's solution. Many of your neighbors and friends are sowing fig leaves tonight. They're trying to stitch their own righteousness. They believe that they can sow enough fig leaves of goodness together they'll show up clothed before a holy God. And God will reject all human attempts to save oneself. Adam attempted to save himself by covering himself. It was unacceptable to God. God makes his own remedy. Man is dead in his trespasses and his sins, but God. 1 Peter 3:18 says Christ died to bring us to God. 1 Peter 2:24, he was our substitute to bring us to God. Hebrews 9:26, he came to do away with sin. Jesus is God's way. The story is told of a little mouse that was put in a glass cage where there was a snake. The snake was asleep. The little mouse knew that it had limited time. Because as soon as that snake woke up, discovered that mouse was in there, he was a goner. So the mouse had to come up with something. The snake was lying in sawdust. So what the mouse did was begin to kick sawdust on top of the snake to cover the snake up with the sawdust. Well, when the snake woke up, that little covering wasn't going to work. And the snake was getting ready to go after the mouse. But just in the nick of time, the man who put the mouse in the glass case reached into the glass case and pulled the mouse out. Modern man is trying to put sawdust over the snake of sin. But when that baby wakes up, it's still going to take you. But what God did was he reached into the glass case to pull us out and to bring us life and to give us hope. Because what sin will do will eat us alive if we do not understand that it's only God's provision that he accepts, not our own. So the cure for sin is the provision of God, and that is the only cure for sin. Not by works of righteousness, which you have done, fig leaf righteousness. Oh, but the wonder of what God provided, as you'll find, is beyond your wildest dreams. When you understand propitiation and justification, sanctification, and all of the great terms, you'll see that God did something spectacular when he reached in and pulled us out just in the nick of time. To God be the glory. Great things he hath done. God will share his glory with no man. And when you and I understand grace, that he didn't have to reach back in, but he did. At a high price, we'll appreciate our great salvation.
If you've never experienced that grace Tony Evans was talking about, if you're not 100% sure about your eternal future, it all starts by having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. How does that happen? Well, Tony would be happy to explain it to you personally. Just log on to TonyEvans.org, click on the menu, and follow the link that says Jesus. There, he'll talk about what it means to be a real Christian. There are even some free resources to help you get started. Drop by TonyEvans.org today and check it out. When you do, don't forget to request Tony's current series, Our Great Salvation. Remember, when you make a donation to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station, it'll come to you as our thank you gift, along with the God's Got It devotional journal I told you about earlier. But this is a limited time offer, so don't put it off. Call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222 to make the arrangements any time of the day or night. That's 1-800-800-3222. Or visit TonyEvans.org, the place to go to connect with all of our resources, like the new Tony Evans Commentary I told you about, and the new Tony Evans Study Bible, due to be released at the end of the month. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. And then one final reminder, October is Pastor Appreciation Month. Whether you do it by yourself or go in together with people at your church, don't miss this chance to find a tangible way to say thanks for the time, energy, commitment, and sacrifice it takes to lead a church. The only way we can be right with God is to have never, ever sinned. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans explains how God can make us exactly that way.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.